Welcome to this week's edition of the Disney Pins Blog Podcast. The Disney Pins Blog Podcast keeps you up to date on the latest pin releases from across the spectrum of Disney parks, as well as timely information on upcoming pin events, trading nights, and interesting pin news. The Disney Pins Blog Podcast also brings you the latest travel and park happenings information, from events to attraction closings to new and exciting park features. Now, here are your hosts with this week's edition of the Disney Pins Blog Podcast. Owner of Disney Pins Blog, Ryan Mondes, and owner of Tony's Magic Travel, Anthony Barnasconi.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Disney Pins Blog Podcast. This is episode number 6 for the week of September 7th, 2015. And currently, we are live at Downtown Disney, Walt Disney World. Tony and I are together, and it's a beautiful day. We're sitting outside here at Goofy's Candy Kitchen, and we're going to go through and talk about the new pins for the week. And then later on, Tony is going to talk about the cruise line. Do you want to mention anything about that real quick?
Well, I'll just tell you, Ryan, I just got back into port today from my first ever Disney cruise, and it was unbelievable. Matter of fact, I never want to see another piece of food again in my life. But anyways, other than that, I got some great pins. I got some great tips if you are going to take a Disney cruise. We're going to talk a little bit about that in a little while. But you have got there's a great pin event coming up here and a bunch of new pins coming out. So we're going to talk about that first.
Perfect. Yeah, so this week is the Generation D pin event here at Walt Disney World. That's why I'm down here right now. It's at Epcot later this week. The check-in, though, is on Thursday this week. That's September 10th, I believe, at Coronado Springs Resort. So that's the check-in date. If you registered already and you have your date for Thursday, you can go and actually pick up your pins at Coronado Springs at the Convention Center. So that's where I'll be at. And then they have the Convention Center open from, I believe, 11 to 7 for pin trading activities. So you can actually pin trade before the event starts, which is pretty cool. So I'm going to be heading down to Coronado Springs on Thursday to pick up my pins and do some pin trading with some friends. And then Generation D actual event is on Friday and Saturday this week at Epcot World Showplace Convention Center. And the breakfast ticket is on Friday, and you actually are able to get into the pin event a little bit early, around 8:30 a.m. So I actually have the breakfast ticket. Basically, what that means is you can get into the pin event early. I believe it's an hour and a half early, and you can pin trade. And there's not too many people there because it's a limited ticket event. You get breakfast, and you have access to the showroom floor, to the specific cork boards for pin trading. So that's pretty cool. And then there's, you know, the Disney design artists are going to be there. They're going to show the pin previews for next year, and it's going to be a great time. And then also on Saturday, they're going to be doing the same thing, pin trading activities, trivia, games. Disney design artists will be there. And then also they're going to be releasing the next pin for next year's event, so you actually get a preview, which is really cool. Yeah, so you'll be able to see the pin for next year's event.
How did I always miss it?
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. So I'm super excited about that. We're gonna be live broadcasting at dpblive.com, so just hit that up, and you'll be able to see some random clips throughout the weekend from the showroom. Okay, so also this week, there's going to be some of the a continuation of the Diamond Decades collection at Disneyland. There's four new pins that are being released. One is for Cars Land. That one is a limited edition of 5,000. Retail price is $15.95. There's also one for Soarin'. Same goes for that, LE5000. It's a dangled pin. Features Mickey and Goofy on top. There's one for Star Tours, pretty cool, as Darth Vader in the center. It's LE5000, I'm sorry, and retail price $15.95 as well. And then there's another Diamond Decades pin for Toy Story Midway Mania, featuring Buzz Lightyear, and that's a spinner pin, which is pretty cool. And that one's actually LE4000, a thousand less than the regular Diamonds collections, which is kind of weird. I'm not sure why that one's 4000, but And then there's the shared release at Disneyland and Walt Disney World. This is the fall 2015 pin featuring Mickey Mouse. It's a stained glass, and it has some leaves and acorns on it. This is the third pin in the Seasons collection. You know, there's one for spring, one for summer, and then fall. And they each have Mickey Mouse with the stained glass. And so, yeah, pretty cool. That pin will be released on Thursday. And that one's LE 2000, retail price $12.95. And I'm actually looking right now at Pin Traders at Downtown Disney where it's going to be released, which is pretty cool.
You know, I was just thinking that. I'm thinking, here we are, okay? We're like 50 yards from the greatest pin trading location on property.
Yeah.
And you're set. Like I haven't even walked down there yet, but I'm going
to. Basically paradise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, this is great. I wish we could do this every week, you know?
I know. Maybe we should. Maybe we should just move down here.
I'm in. Count me in.
Yeah. So yeah, that's it for the big pin releases this week. In case you guys missed it, which I'm sure everyone and their brother heard about it, but on this past Friday was Force Friday all across the country. It was at Disneyland, Walt Disney World, Target stores, Amazon.com, Walmart, Toys R Us, Disney store retail locations, pretty much everywhere you can imagine. And we covered it at Walt Disney World and the Disney store retail location. Both of those blog posts are up on the website right now. Tons of awesome new merchandise. BB-8 is the hot topic. He has his own pins and also the new robot that you can control from your cell phone, which is pretty neat. And then at DisneyStore.com, there was two... Let me tell you a story about this. So there's two limited edition pins, and I was getting ready to blog post about it, and they released at 12:01. I kept refreshing the page. I saw the two pins that came up. I grabbed the pictures for the website, and a minute went by, and I was like, I should probably buy these pins because they're going to be sold out pretty soon. So I went, I threw them in my shopping cart. I bought both of the limited edition pins. They're both LE1000, and within about 2 minutes, they're both sold out. Yeah, their servers almost crashed because the site was slow to respond, which is pretty crazy. And then at Disney Store UK, this is the final Star Wars news. There was two poster series pins that released, one featuring R2-D2 and the other one Darth Vader. Those were exclusive to Disney Store UK on their website. So tons of Star Wars news. It's just a huge, huge week for pins with a big pin event here in Orlando. All the new Star Wars pins and the Diamond Decades pin. So pretty exciting week. And that'll do it for the pin news. Now we're going to talk a little bit about Tony's awesome trip he had to the Bahamas.
Well, first of all, I have to tell you that Sunday night, if you've ever taken a Disney cruise or you think you're going to take a Disney cruise, or you need another excuse to take a Disney cruise.
I need an excuse to take one.
Yeah, okay, Sunday night is pin trading night with the captain and crew.
Oh, wow, I didn't know
of at least of the Disney Dream anyways, right?
Okay.
So now me being the intelligent individual that I am, I brought no pins with me to trade.
Aww.
Okay? But they had some pretty cool stuff. And you know, to me, that was kind of a... It was kind of like a younger generation thing. It was a lot of younger kids who were trading with the and they weren't trading high end pins.
Okay.
But that being said, it was still a neat idea.
Right.
You know. So So I just got back from the Disney Dream, and we'll talk a little bit about my weekend itself, and then some of the awesome pins I found both on the ship and on Castaway K. The Disney Dream. I went 3 days to the Bahamas, Disney's private island, and back. I have to tell you, within an hour of getting on the ship, okay, I was at the Cabanas Cafe,
yeah,
where they had the afternoon buffet, and I had grilled swordfish, and I had grilled swordfish, which was unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
Not a lot of like real strong taste to it.
Okay.
And salmon. Oh. Salmon was a prosciutto. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Wrapped in pork.
Oh, that's amazing. That sounds so good.
Peel and eat shrimp. I mean, like crack your own king crab legs. I mean,
I would love that.
It was unbelievable. I mean, last night for dinner, I ordered a tuna steak, and I didn't like it.
Okay.
No big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you know.
Whatever.
Yeah. So, but like for instance, the first night for dinner, the caramelized scallops were undescribable. I mean, they're just unbelievable. But so to say that the food is the number one attraction, probably everybody knows that,
right.
And it's true.
That's awesome.
if you're a beach fan, it's the thing to do. Like, if your thing is to, you want to go to some exotic beach and lay there all day and soak up the sun and have a great time, it's the thing to do.
It's the place to be.
Yeah. Now, I did not get off the ship when we were in Nassau. I did hang by the pool every day.
Yeah, looks like you got some sun.
I did, yeah. They have kids' activities. They have like an 80-foot Jumbotron. I was actually sitting by the pool Saturday afternoon in my lounge chair with a beverage in my hand watching The Lion King. And it was pretty cool.
Amazing. That sounds awesome.
It was just unbelievable. It's like a floating resort. I said that to my parents. Yeah. You know, because even if you don't get off the ship like I did in Nassau.
Right.
Okay, there's still breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Saturday night at the pirate night, where they have the only cruise line in the world that has fireworks at sea.
That's what I was just going to ask. They had the fireworks?
They were like 15 minutes long.
That's so cool.
I mean, and they give you a do-rag, a bandana that says Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's
awesome. They want you to dress up, and they have this pirate party. There was a buffet with that. You know those turkey legs that... And at the American Adventure?
Yeah.
The people who just got out of their 8 o'clock dinner seating, I don't know how they could eat anything. I mean, I would have been paralyzed, but I mean, at least I had the 545. I had the main seating. I did not have late seating. I had main seating, which works out a little better. But, you know, they have this pirate event, which is for the whole family on Saturday night, and they do the fireworks. Sunday night, they have they call it the welcome back party. Now, I didn't make it to the Bon Voyage party.
Okay.
Because I don't pay attention. The first thing you have to do, the first official thing you have to do when you get on the ship is you have to go to the lifeboat drill. Okay, well, I thought that the welcome home, the welcome, or the Bon Voyage party was up by the pool, but I didn't know it was raining. So they moved it into the atrium, like the main lobby of the ship.
Okay.
So I did the lifeboat drill, which... It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's SOP, standard operating procedure, you know. But anyways, so I hoofed it on an elevator all the way up to deck 11 to get up there and find out that it was back down on deck 3, where I just came from.
Wow.
So I didn't bother going.
What was your favorite part of the ship?
My favorite part, you know, the lobby where you made your entrance and where you left, there was this huge grand staircase, and it was gold, and it was, you know, and the whole bit, and they had a live band there, like a live trio and stuff.
Cool.
You know, they do have a nightclub district for adults and kids.
Yeah.
They have some great activities there. I think I was telling you earlier about one of the activities last night was they had like an 80s music trivia night, something like that.
Really cool.
You know, so it...
Currently, the volcano is going off ahead.
Exactly. There's black smoke arising from Goofy's Candy Company. Oh, no, wait, that's not Goofy's. That's the volcano behind it. But, you know, my favorite thing, to be perfectly honest with you, Ryan, and then we'll get into some of the pins I found, but my favorite thing, to be honest with you, obviously was the food, okay? But you know what? They give you 50 megabytes of data for free on the first day.
Oh, okay.
So you can play around a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. When my 50 megabytes was up and it turned midnight, like midnight Friday night into Saturday morning, I did not look at my phone for 2 days.
That's the best part.
That's amazing. You're right.
Just disconnect from the world.
I did not take it on deck with me. I did not take it to eat with me. I did not take it on the island with me. And by the way, speaking about going on the island, when you go on Disney's private island, okay, it's just like going to the beach, but they have this thing that's called Cookies Barbecue.
Oh. That sounds awesome.
Cookies Barbecue. I had ribs that were fall off the bone. Burgers, dogs, chicken.
Wow.
Seafood.
Is this on the beach?
It's like right behind the beach.
Oh.
Like they don't mix the two, but you know, like there's a walkway to the Cookies Barbecue. All you can eat. All the fountain soda and everything you can, free ice cream, soft made ice. Well, on the ship, there's a station right by the pool for homemade, you know, for free soft ice cream. You just walk up to it anytime you want to get some.
Sounds like my kind of place.
Yeah, it was just absolutely unbelievable. So,
very cool.
So we got about 5 minutes left.
All right. You want to talk about the pins?
I do, because, and I brought some home.
Yep.
I did buy one because we're big fans of, like, I don't want to necessarily call them starter packs, but like packs of pins.
Yeah,
Booster packs. Yeah. So they had a booster pack that is a Castaway K exclusive, which is 4 surfboards.
Yep.
Okay, they had, as you can see from the pins that I brought, they have a bunch of different kinds of Castaway K and or Disney Cruise Line. Now, the only Disney Cruise Line pin that I purchased was a dated one, which, do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, I think it is. It's nice because you can remember your trip by the, you know, it has the year 2015, so you always remember when you're going to be on, when you were on your Disney cruise, which is really cool. Is that the one right there you're talking
yes.
about? The one with the Mickey?
Yes.
Very cool pin. Yeah, so back to this booster pack here with the surfboards. So at the bottom, this is a booster pack, 4-pin booster pack. It says Disney Cruise Line on the top and has Castaway Cay, Bahamas at the bottom. There's a Goofy pin, a Minnie Mouse, or is that, I think that's Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Donald Duck and Pluto, which is pretty cool. They're all on surfboards there. Their retail price on that is $24.95 for 4 pins, so that's not bad.
No, not bad. And you know what I thought? I thought I had never seen it in the because I look at
I have never seen this.
No,
I'd actually like to take a picture of that.
I have not seen it at the Pin Traders.
Yeah.
I think this, we talked about this earlier, okay? But this, the passport pin that I got is actually probably one of the most interesting pins that I was actually able to find.
I really like the passport. It's a hinge pin. You open it up and it says Disney Cruise Line, has Mickey Mouse on there, and it has date of birth, which is really cool. It has his birthday, November 18th, 1928. It says citizen of the world, birthplace Burbank, California, which is really cool. And it has Mickey's Mouse's signature. And if you notice here on the ID there, I guess that would be like his social security number.
Oh, yeah, WED.
Yes, WED for, that's, Disney's initials, Walter Elias Disney. And then it's 1928, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, they did a nice job with that pin.
Yeah, very nice.
I also like, I'll tell you what else I like, too, and I didn't notice this until just now, but I bought this Disney Cruise Line Ariel pin with the bling on it.
Yeah.
Which, who doesn't like bling?
Oh, I just came back from the Diamond Celebration at Disneyland. I bought all the bling.
Exactly. You know, so I have to tell you that the pins on the ship, they do stock a lot of the same pins that you can find at any Disney pin, you know, whether it's Downtown Disney or whether it's Frontier Outpost in Magic Kingdom or whether it's in Epcot.
Yeah.
They stock a lot of those pins also, especially the Star Wars thing,
right,
which, you know, is immensely popular now.
There are some exclusives to the ship.
Right. There are some exclusives. And some of these things, supposedly, you can only, some of the pins you can only buy at Castaway Cay. When I brought these out and I showed them to you, I think you and I both agreed that the Castaway Cay with Olaf on it was probably our favorite.
I absolutely love this pin. This is really neat. It's a circular pin. It says Disney's Castaway Cay on the back. Just picture a palm tree with a beach, and you see the cruise ship in the background, and then has Olaf to the right, and he's actually movable. He's like, he's dancing. And the Olaf is like a sand sculpture, which is really neat.
I actually bought, they were selling these frozen drinks, and it was like 100 degrees yesterday, and the humidity was like 98%. I actually bought one of those plastic Olaf things with a frozen drink in it.
Oh,
yeah, cool. It was like $28.95 or something. It was way overpriced, you know. But typical. The other pin, which by the way, I don't know if you want to tell the people about this or not, because this is part of your it's part of your I guess it's our, actually, because since you and I are talking about this. But the Disney Pins blog. First meet and greet, the first ever pin trading event, which is happening, is it November 8th?
Yes, November 8th. It's the first ever Disney Pins Blog pin trading event. It's actually at the Bee Resort and Spa, which is very, very close here to Downtown Disney. You can actually walk to it. It's about a 10 to 15 minute walk from Downtown Disney. And the whole pin trading event benefits Give Kids the World, which is very, very cool. All of the 100% of the admission price, silent auction, and 50-50 raffle are going straight to Give Kids the World. And Tony's Magical Travel actually donated a few pins to the silent auction. They're going to be combined. There's 3 different pins. I have them right here in front of me. One says Hanging Out, Castaway Cay, Bahamas, and it has the starfish from Finding Nemo. Very cool 3D effect on it. So that's going to be in the Silent Ocean. Very cool pin. The next one is another Castaway Cay, Bahamas pin featuring Mickey Mouse with a surfboard. Very cool pin. And then the next one, probably one of my favorites, it says Live to Cruise. This is a hinge pin. You open up the pin. It says Disney Cruise Line on the right or on the left, and it has Mickey and Minnie holding hands, looking, you know, into the ocean, which is a very, very cool pin. All three of these pins were donated by Tony's Magical Travel. Thank you very much, and they will be featured at the pin event.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I picked out some great pins. And by the way, Give the Kids the World is just an awesome thing, and that's a great meetup that you're doing. I wish I could be here. However, three times in 4 months is just kind of a little out of reach, but at any rate, so I think we're about up on time, so we'll wrap this up. I have to tell you, it's still crazy. We are sitting in downtown Disney.
Hey, dreams do come true.
And we are doing our podcast live. Well, it won't be live for these people, yeah. but it's actually instead of you being in Pittsburgh and me being in East Jabip where I live, our schedules worked out and we're here together.
Perfect. Well, we have to do this again very soon. It's been great, chilling here at downtown Disney. The rain stopped. It's hot and humid again.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah, the sun's out and. I think that'll do it for episode number 6 of the Disney Pins Blog Podcast. Tony, do you have anything else before we head off?
No, I'd just like to thank Downtown Disney for the awesome background music and the fact that the sun came out again. Yeah. And I'll be here from December 19th to 26th. I'll put it on your calendar.
All right, perfect. I will be back to Walt Disney World. After this trip, it'll be November 8th for the pin event. And then after that, I'm looking at a January trip. So hopefully, again, in 2016, Tony and I will get together again for another DPB podcast. Until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you again next week for episode 7. See ya.